This is the Valley Outdoors, and we are glad to have you guys with us this week. Lots of fun things going on, lots to talk about. A cruise line that chose not so wisely on where to port. And we're looking at a link between ticks and invasive, shall we say, the CWD. It's kind of an interesting study that went on. So stay tuned. That and more when we return. Eric Olson here, professional walleye tour champion, avid outdoorsman, and host of the Valley Outdoors radio show. Aquatic invasive species, or AIS, threatens not only our rivers and lakes here, but everywhere we boat. They come in many forms, and they love to hitch a ride to the next body of water on your boat or trailer. Join me to stop the spread of AIS by cleaning all weeds and aquatic material from your trailer before leaving the launch ramp. Drain live wells and clean areas that don't drain completely. Plus, don't forget to pull the plug. Clean, drain, dry. Together, we can make a difference. Hello, Ava. Hello, Don.
Hello.
And how are things in your neck of the woods? Everybody had a good week?
Absolutely.
Yeah, just got back from a little trip.
You had a little fun up up north, I understand.
Yes.
Up to the Great Northland, the hinterlands.
You know the best part?
Uh-uh.
It was cool.
You know what the best part was? It was cool down here, too.
Was it?
Oh, yeah. It was awesome. All week was fantastic.
Did you hit 40?
Huh?
Did you get into the 40s?
No.
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 50s,
oh,
though.
Oh, you did.
I'll tell you what.
You know how fresh that is?
I know. You wake up and it's 55 or 50. You had to put in a little pullover. You head out onto the water. Last weekend, I was out and enjoyed time on the river. Had an absolute riot. Went fish bowl Saturday and Sunday. I mean, it was fun. It was absolutely awesome.
Yeah.
Walleye fishing was not so hot and awesome. We chose to do some other fishing on the lower end of the river, but went out and had a great time with the panfish on Saturday. I got a 10.5-inch sunfish.
Oh, that's a nice one.
And I pulled it out of the water and they're like, put me back. I'm not going anywhere.
Yeah.
But I...
Put him back?
Yeah, he's a little large to keep, so...
Yeah.
The rest of him, dinner is
maybe
served.
Maybe he'll grow more big ones.
More bigger?
Yeah. That'd be good.
How was it up by you, though? Good?
Fishing was slow. I mean, even the locals were having... a struggle a little bit with the walleyes, but one of the fun things about it is we had a couple of lake trout were caught, surprisingly in fairly shallow water. Mark, he caught one that he never got to see it. He said it was the biggest fish he's ever had.
He didn't catch it.
He hooked it, yes.
Yeah.
And he fought it and chased it, and finally the hook gave out. But one of the gentlemen, he caught a nice 27-incher, 28-incher it was. It was a nice lake trout.
Nice.
And but weather-wise, it was pretty good. We had one day that was not so accommodating, so we played dice.
Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, no.
That's what vacation's for, right?
Yeah, beautiful area.
I was, in my notes for the show, I put down color and panfish, a not-so-scientific study.
Yeah.
You know, what's fun is when you can go out and play and experiment, and that's, you know, what I've been doing walleye fishing for years. And on the panfish side, I haven't really been able to spend that much time doing that. And so I went out on Saturday and had a multitude of colors and multitudes of types of jigs. So I'm a Cubby jig fan. You know, the 32nd ounce Cubby jig. It's got a tail that vibrates and moves. Since the bobber's moving on top a little bit, that thing's just going crazy underwater.
Yeah.
Either a small leech, usually for panfish, I'll take a leech and quarter it. I think we talked about that last show. So I decided to try it with some different other jigs. So I tried a 32nd ounce hair jig in white. That did great.
Yeah.
I did white with pink.
You familiar with a flu-flu?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
This is more of a regular hair, not a marabou. or a stiff hair. Yep. This is more of a just a regular, like a deer hair. Like it's JB Lures makes it. But then I tried Fire Tiger. Now, get this. Every situation I was throwing in the same general spot, it was a longer cast between a tree lay down and kind of a channel that lets the river run through between a log and this fall down. So it runs, you know, with the open spot of this open channel runs with the river. So you throw it up river and you let it drift through. And at a certain point, 3 feet from where I cast, it's a bobber down program. I put the Fire Tiger on, tried a couple spots close, nothing. I said, okay, we'll go to the gimme spot. I throw it out there. I drift. Nothing. I had a little worm on there. Same thing.
Yep.
Threw it back out. Drift. Nothing. 5 times I tried it. Nothing. Pulled the jig off. Went back to the white. First pass. Down. The thing goes. Did the same thing close. Took the white jig. Put it close. There's an area just not far from the boat. Literally almost dropped it over the side. Bobber goes down right away. Put the Fire Tiger back on. Dropped it to the same spot. Nothing. And then I got ended up with a little tiny one that was apparently the stupid one. You know, the dork fish. Who was it talks about?
Dumb and Dumbest?
No, it's dork fish. I forget. One of the comedians from the Blue Collar Comedy Tour. He talks about the dork fish. It's just great. He's like, oh, the stupidest fish in the world. Can you believe it? I'm the only one that's going to catch it. But point was, there are bait colors even in panfish. If you have a worm on that would be absolutely the meal of the day for these panfish, they won't go after it. And it's the most bizarre thing I've ever seen. But it just goes to show, prove to yourself, but not just prove, let yourself not be lazy when you go out and do this, because it will trigger bigger fish. There's different colors that will trigger bigger fish. And don't be afraid to switch up. If you've been fishing a spot for a while, change up and go with another favorite color, pink and white, or maybe chartreuse, or Tennessee red. A red body with a black head on it also has worked great as well. So have that in your mix that I'm going to try some different things and see what really is triggering those fish. It was a surprise to me how dramatic the shutdown corner situation was. It was 0-0-0, and everything else was 100% fire. So it definitely can make a difference. So choose your color wisely. I met a gentleman at the boat ramp. He said he listens to the show every week. I'm going to say hi to him. He listens every Saturday in town and or just outside of Red Wing.
Yeah.
And was out. He's a warrior with a Suzuki on it. So thanks for the shout out. Appreciate that on Saturday. So it's kind of cool. So a little fun in the water. Both of us did.
Yeah, it's good to be out there, catch some rays.
A little fun here and there.
A little quiet time.
Well, I'm liking the weather. I will tell you that, guys. There's been nothing but nice. Got the chance to trip down to Nashville, do a little sea trial down there for Cheryl. So hang tight. We're going to come back. We're going to talk a little bit about a cruise line apology. You won't believe the story. Hang tight.